Well, today we're joined by Colin Coben, of course, a Saskatchewan Golf Hall of Famer in 2012. And as I was just kind of saying off the air, Colin, we've always just talked about tournaments on the record and one of your many wins over the years. But now, released last week, inducted into the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame. Just for starters, how does that sound? Adding that to your lengthy resume.
Well, as soon as I got word of that, I reached out to a few of my family and just said how proud I was and humbled, and it never gets old, Clark. You don't think of that, but it just, I got to go to the supper last year for my wife's induction, their curling team, and it's a big night. It's an honor. Yeah,
I think the one thing, I mean, obviously everyone knew when the golf one started, maybe you would go in the inaugural. It took until 2012, a couple of years in, but that would be understandable for your career. But, that's Saskatchewan. This is Saskatoon. I don't know if you've ever lived there. So, what does that mean? Because obviously maybe it's just part of your success on all the Saskatoon courses over the years, like Riverside Record and all the trophies you won in that city.
Yeah, I was a member at the Saskatoon Golf and Country Club for 10 years. Okay. My parents were for 25 years. And I did live in Saskatoon, and I worked in Saskatoon for years and years. So I feel like part of Saskatoon. So I heard that the year before that was one of the criteria. But anyway, I'm pretty happy and proud and honored.
Gonna go in beside Sherry. I mean, that's got to have a special connection too. I mean, and curling is a great part of your background. You're excellent at that too, but a couple in there, that might, I'm sure there's others, but it could be a first.
I'm not sure, I never looked at that, but hopefully it's just not recognizing golf, which I've excelled at, I guess. But hockey, I loved hockey. I was going to be a hockey player.
Weren't we all?
Little junior hockey and ball. I loved ball. My mother was a ball player, and my aunts are in the Hall of Fame. One of my aunts is in Cooperstown Hall of Fame. Ball. Ball was a big thing, and curling. Loved curling.
Obviously across every sport. I mean, what do you want your legacy to be? I read your bio from 2012, just this morning before I chatted with you, and obviously it's just grown extremely, since then, 'cause that was 14 years ago, and you've piled on more championships. But, what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, I'm proud to be in this Hall of Fame, and a lot of my ancestors are in there, and that's what I said to Bob Rydell, that I would be very proud to be in there because of my ancestors. And played golf since I was 8 years old or earlier than that, and just, I want my grandchildren to know that I enjoyed sports. And, sports has been a big part of our whole family's life. And just humbled to be there,
For sure. Lastly, November 7th is a big night, the induction dinner in Saskatoon. I don't know how many tickets you get or how many the venue holds, if it's at Prairieland or whatever it is, what the room holds, but how are you going to decipher who's going to come share that night with you, because you have a lot of friends?
Yeah, I've got family that I would like to come, and some friends, so we get two tables, I guess, so, and I'm not sure if everything else is taken, but it's a big night. Like, there's a lot of people in there, and one of our old neighbors was one of the bowling champions that were inducted last year. Didn't even know that, but it's pretty special to be there and chat with them all. And so I'm going to be there again and be able to chat with them all. Robbie Schiller, I don't know. I knew of him, but I don't think I met him. I played a little bit of ball, but not with those guys, but played baseball, but Other ones, I haven't really had time to look over it all, but I will. And yeah, it'll be a big night. Yeah, be a fun night.
Yeah, you know, spent a couple weeks up at Waskasoo and the senior men's, and then got in the championship play to the men's lobstick. So clearly, you know, your game maybe not as far as it used to, but still getting around, playing it well. You know, just excited for the rest of the summer, and obviously Meadow Lake coming up. I know, of course, it's close to your heart too.
Yeah, it sure is. From friends that we have up there, they're coming. Four of them are coming this weekend to play in our Delisle 2-man, and they stay with us, and we stay with them when we're up there, and it's just a big family thing, I guess. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and we played a mid there quite a few years ago, and I made the team that year. Came second to my old buddy Garth Collings from Winnipeg that won four of them, but mids in Saskatchewan. He said, "Do you want me to quit coming?" I said, "No, I don't." You know, you want the best to play against. And I was just reading some clips this morning of some nationals that write-ups my mother had and given to me. And there's a lot of special stuff in there. I showed one to Sherry that the two of us are walking down the fairway and she's pushing my cart. We got this big basket on the front of the, I don't remember. It's just weird, but these two met 3 years ago, it says, and are inseparable now. So it's a good, I didn't read it all yet, but I will.
Yeah, many millions of memories for both of you, right? For sure.
Oh, if you pull that stuff out and say, "Oh, geez, yeah, okay, I remember that," I guess. But there's just so much, Clark. It's been, you know, when we were in Nipawin there that day, and I make that hole in one, and it was just stupid. Like, it was a shotgun start. We're on 13, and I didn't have a swing that day, and it goes in the hole, and holy smokes, did this just happen? And then the induction in, did this just happen? It's all pretty special.
Well, it's all very well deserved. I know I didn't know you in 2012 when you went in, but maybe get there on November 7th to see you get inducted into this. Been great to know you. Always awesome to watch you on the first tee. That swing is as smooth as ever. And, you know, from our organization, Colin, you know, congratulations.
Well, thanks, Clark. That's pretty nice of you to reach out. And